Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. Ah, that's what that cup says right there, JoJo. Look at that. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am J.B.
Oh, God.
Ugh. What is that smell? What
did you? I don't know.
Did you wipe your ass with
no.
this? When you got me this water?
You probably wiped yours with it.
Introduce yourself.
I'm JoJo.
You don't have a godfather name yet?
No.
What do you want to be the godfather of? You know why they call me the godfather of whiskey, right?
No.
Really? You don't know why? Look around you. It's pretty clear now, ain't it?
So then what do I get to be?
What you want to be. You don't even fucking know. You know what? I got it. You the godfather of seltzers.
Ew.
Yeah, you the godfather of seltzers and everything else.
No.
There you go,
seltzers
yeah.
Seltzers are
you,
nasty.
You got, the, you got the most experience on this show with seltzer now.
Oh.
Well, compared to me.
I don't whatever. Want that. I can't be a godfather. I'm a godmother.
When you in the mafia, there ain't no such thing as the mother. You just the Don. Okay, you know what? You be the Don then. You be JoJo the Don.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Why are you whispering?
I'm not.
We loud on this show. We loud. We live.
I don't have no alcohol in my system yet.
Oh, well, don't worry. You about to have some alcohol in your system. Because, people, it is cocktail month. So, I had to bring JoJo back on here because, well, she the queen of seltzers or whatever. So, I said, well, what you want to do for cocktail month? And she said, I don't want you to make shit because I've already had your shit you make or whatever and stuff. So, she said, let's get something in a can. And I said, well, you know what? You be the can queen. How about that?
Can queen?
Yeah, everything you drink is always out of a fucking can and shit. It's classy.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Wine comes in a bottle.
I don't
drink everything from a can.
What the fuck if one you had wine on this show, though?
Never, but that's not the point.
That is the point. Whatever. That is the point, girl. Everything you've had on this show so far has been on a can. The White Claw, the Tote, what the fuck was that other drink?
Topo Chico,
the Lemonade, Jameson or whatever, and now the Bacardi. You can queen. You got the worst nickname on here.
I sure do.
Well, it could be worse. Eunice just called. I'm that guy.
Oh.
That's his. That's his fault.
That's terrible.
That's his fault. I didn't name him that shit. He wanted
so
to go by.
Cody.
He's the godfather of craft beer. Hipster.
That hipster.
And you ain't
I
never.
Am Cody the hipster.
You never seen that scarf.
I have.
Yeah, that scarf is one of a fucking kind.
You can't forget the flip-flops.
Well, he out right now wearing it with a Laker jersey.
some cargo shorts, a scarf, a leather jacket, and some flip-flops.
That is the Cody attire, right?
I should dress like him for Halloween.
And y'all have the same birthday, too?
We do.
Yeah, so therefore, you could just be like, oh, for this Halloween, I'm going to be Cody. And then, like, maybe he could be you. He'll wear, like, a Dallas Cowboy jersey or something like that. What do you think about that? Did you know that Cody is a 5G black alien?
Didn't you show me that picture of him?
You saw him with that scarf on, right?
Yeah.
He was wearing that scarf. He was looking like he was looking for Area 51 or some shit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he does, though, when he's on his free time. That's why you're not here right now. Right now, he out looking for the lights in the sky and shit like that or whatever. It's the scarf is what gives him his 5G powers.
Oh, that's the scarf.
Yeah, so, like, right now, there's, like, a...
Too? Like those, like, berets?
Do he wear those berets? Why are you whispering?
I was just asking.
You can talk right into that microphone. You don't have to look at me. Don't.
Did he be wearing those two? Little fedoras?
Fedora.
What? I'm just wondering.
You know what? Just for the sake of this story, yep. Yeah, he do. He wear fedoras and all that shit. Yeah. That's a 5G black alien.
Is he wearing those hats, like, for real? Like, you know, yes. Pharrell be wearing all those weird
hats. Once again, for the sake of this story, hell yeah. He show as hell do, yeah. Because that's fun. What the fuck? Why can't I...
You looking for alien pictures?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to find 5G Black Cody. Can't find... Oh, you know what? It's in my old phone, that's why. Whatever. Anyway, so people, you know what? No, fuck that. I want to find 5G Black Cody. Shit, I forgot the old phone right here. Shit. The people want to know. They want to know what you think of 5G Black. That's all my COVID tests. Okay. It still say positive.
Stop touching me if it still say positive.
You don't know if it says positive or not. I just say shit, you know? I'm trying to find Cody so he could be here with us in spirit. Because I don't want him to miss a lot of photos of you and liquor in here.
Me and liquor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he goes.
That looks just like him.
Look at that scarf. It's billowing in the wind and shit. Look at that.
They even got the shoes right.
You know who did this? It's Art Lunatic. Art Lunatic. That's his name. He's part of the Cody saga.
He actually looks just like Cody.
He's Art Lunatic is like, you know, trying to... He has this thing called the 5G alien files.
And that looks just like him. That's a little scary.
Because it is him. What the fuck you mean that look like? That is him. Look, he got a little craft beer in his hand and shit, whatever. Like, I can't tell if them sunglasses or his eyeball.
That's for his eye.
Oh, shit. That's creepy as fuck then, or whatever. But look at that purple scarf. He even got a little, look at that. The last drop. Look at him. He's so cute. Got a little watch on and shit. Little hipster hands and shit. I love the hipster pants. He blending that real. He got a little cargo pants rolled up. I'm going to put this in the background.
Just like him.
Because we want him to be a part of this. This is a very special edition here, The Last Drop. It is the JB Show featuring JoJo. And I just want Cody to be here in spirit with us, whatever. Like, that fucking scarf is just billowing in the wind. I can't even... We're just going to put that on your water.
Should have put a hat on him.
Didn't you miss his curls? Or whatever. Yeah, didn't you miss his fade? You got to get that haircut in, whatever. So, what we have here, people, is I went to Total Wine and FaceTimed JoJo, and because I had to go get some liquor. And I bought.
I
bought.
I didn't know if this was good or not, so yeah, you bought.
Total Wine has a long-ass aisle of already made cocktails in a can. And we decided to try one of these because JoJo is the queen of cans. So, what the fuck does that say? I was reading it. No artificial sweeteners. I'll be the taste of that or whatever. So, we started going down the aisle, and I just told JoJo to pick which one she wants, and we kind of ended up on this one. There was three of them, I think, that we liked the most, but I think we just said, let's just go with this one, because it's got a variety pack.
Yeah, the three was what? A moonshine one?
Yeah. It was
the Malibu one, and this one.
It was a moonshine berry lemonade. Yeah, that actually sounds pretty fucking good. There's a lot of whiskey getting in a can one, too. But the main one I was there is fucking vodka, and JoJo was like, I don't want to fuck with that. And that's when I knew she was right for this show, because we don't fuck with vodka on this show. Vodka tastes like shit. So one day we'll probably find that godfather of vodka. One day.
I hope not.
Yeah, I kind of hope not too, to be honest, or whatever. It's a rotten hell. Anyway, I don't want to piss Dominic off by saying that. So what we got here is a six pack I bought for Either it was $12.99 or $15.99. One of those, because I bought another thing too as well, so I didn't really look at the price. $12.99 or $15.99. Anyway, it's in that range. We got Rum Punch, Real Rum Punch Cocktail Bacardi, Bacardi Pina Colada, and
Bahama Mama. Bacardi Bahama Mama.
You know, on my end, all I see is Cardi, and I think she's just going to pop up out of nowhere in my lap. And
no, it's not going to happen.
And we just going to...
It's not going to happen. I wonder what's the story behind that. I wonder why she got named.
Huh. Her dad was a drunk, Cardi. That's why. He was drinking and shit. So, what one are we going to open first? And here's the real question. Are we going to drink this neat or with some ice? I feel like these cocktails look like they want ice. I think like the pina colada one is probably the only one that don't probably require ice, huh?
I'm kind of nervous for that one.
So should we try that one neat?
Yes.
Yeah, let's try it. Let's open up pina colada then.
I'm scared for that one because it says like no artificial flavors, right? But
it said no artificial sweeteners.
Oh, I'm a little nervous for this.
All right, that's enough. Oh, actually, that smells really good.
It smells good?
Oh, yeah. A good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smells like pineapple, mainly.
Yeah. That smells really good. Huh? Yeah, that smells heavenly
good. But you remember what happened when we tried the seltzer? One of them smelled really good, and it tasted terrible.
I think it was the one when Yoon was here.
It was the White Claw one?
Yeah, yes. The White Claw. Because remember, it had that cranberry and stuff.
It smells good.
That smells really good. You know what it smells like? What's the shit we get at burger stands? Well, we don't get it, but horchata. Like a pineapple horchata. Really? Oh, not pineapple. Fuck, there's a drink that we... Oh, my God, I can't remember what it was. You know, I'm not even sure what's even really in a pina colada, neither.
Coconut, pineapple?
Coconut and pineapple, is that it? I knew, like, coconut was in there, but, like... What, a little bit of peach or something like that, too? It's very tropical.
It is.
Actually, all three. Because they had a two.
They're all tropical. There was another one, but the other one wasn't tropical. I don't remember what the other one was.
I don't remember what the flavors was, whatever. Well, cheers.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, I fuck with that, actually.
That's not bad.
Oh, I know what it tastes like. When I go get gas, I always get a slushy. It tastes like the fucking slushy. That's what it tastes like.
Yep.
That's what it smelled like. I was like, where have I had this before or whatever? 7-Eleven.
Yep. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Damn. So yeah, it smells and tastes just like the fucking pina colada slushy.
If you made this into an ice blended drink, it probably tastes exactly like it.
I think we could actually blend this with something and make like some slushies out this bitch.
You know it would be good too, like if you put ice cream in there and blended it, that'd be good.
I think actually this tastes really fucking good, actually. You taste the alcohol, though?
A little bit, not a lot. There's not that, I think it's, 5.9%, I think it said?
It kind of come off like a soda, to be honest. Maybe I should have kept the box. I think
it says 5.9%.
Oh, it does, yeah.
5.9, yeah, 5.9.
Yeah. This one, 5.9, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so this one, it tells you, it has rum in it. Rum, sparkling water, are natural flavors and certified color. What the fuck is certified color? This is good.
I could drink these.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a bad choice.
Oh, yeah. I could totally... you want to water your glass out. Because I'm going to start...
Gotta put you down, Cody.
Yeah. Sorry, Cody. Gotta go down for a little bit. 5G Black Alien, Cody. Water your glass out, too. Yeah.
Mm. That one was pretty good. Man. I was nervous for that one. I thought it was going to like taste too artificial.
I don't know why I was nervous on that one more. I actually thought that one would be... the only nervous I had, I thought it'd be too sweet.
I just thought it was going to taste really, really artificial.
I'm actually more worried about that one right there. The rum punch one. Because I think that one's just going to take like fruit punch. But I don't know.
That one's pretty good.
Lack of alcohol, I don't barely taste it at all. So I think it's kind of weak in that department for me. So I'd like a little bit more of a kick. It tastes just like a pina colada Slurpee, which I love the hell out of those. I'll get that all day. So pour a little, maybe a little bit of rum in there. I would add a little bit more, but for on the light side, Man, this makes a great summer drink. Actually, probably all three of them make a great summer drink. But for right now, I haven't tried the other two. We just tried this one. That's a damn good summer drink right there. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I could... Shit, they should serve those at movie theaters.
They're good,
and shit like
huh?
That. Yeah, like... Or any other kind of venue or whatever.
I've
like
actually
that.
Never seen this, like, out anywhere. That was my first time seeing it in Total Wine. I've never seen, like, anywhere sell these.
Does anybody buy these? Like, made cocktails already and stuff like that? I feel like nobody does.
I would take this over a seltzer.
Let's just say if I was going to a house party or something like that. Yes, I agree with you on that seltzer shit, too, by the way. Because, you know, most people pour their own shit when they when you go to a house party and they make their own cocktail. And they fuck it all up because they just take the jug of alcohol and pour it in.
Yeah.
I would just prefer if you just bought these.
Me too.
Put them in a cooler. I'd fucking pull these out, whatever and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, remember when we had Mom's 50th birthday party?
Yeah.
We had that cooler beer and shit. Mm-hmm. Just
put
stuck
those
in there.
Yeah.
Actually, these would probably save a lot of fucking time if you're having a party. You just buy, what is it, a 6-pack? I saw a 12-pack of them. So if you can get a 12-pack, probably like $25 or whatever and shit. I would buy a 6-pack of this one flavor alone.
That flavor alone?
Yeah, right now.
That one was actually good. It was better than what I expected it to be.
What was
it?
You got any negatives on that one?
Not really.
Yeah? You could drink with that every day?
Yeah.
Yeah? Got any final thoughts on that one before we move on?
No. That one was pretty good.
Yeah, that's all.
I was worried. I just thought it was going to taste too artificial. Like, most pina colada stuff tastes like, I don't know, tastes like too sweet almost.
I wonder if you poured the, from the gas station, the pina colada slushy.
And then mix
poured,
that?
Poured that would that make any goddamn difference?
It
actually,
good,
if I worked at a 7-Eleven or something, I'd pour this
pour
in.
This into the pour this slushy machine?
I'd pour it and be like, ooh. Be like, ooh, and a Philly blunt with a
pink. That's literally what it tastes like.
Should we put ice in these now?
No.
Oh, you want to go neat for all?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll save the ice for later.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you want to go next?
Rum punch.
Rum punch? Yeah, let's get that one out the way because that's the one you dying over here. I see you staring at the motherfucker and shit. What do you think moms would think of pina colada so far?
I think she'd like that one. But I don't know. I don't think she's like real big on like coconut.
Oh.
I mean, she likes coconut, but I don't know, like...
Back in the day, she used to love pina colada. I don't know
but
about
she
now.
She like that.
I haven't seen her touch pina colada shit.
That's
in
what
a
I'm
long
saying,
time,
yeah.
Ago.
Okay, that one's orange.
I kind of expected it to be orange. So
I
what
thought it was going to be like a reddish color.
So what are we rating the... is that enough?
Yeah, that's good.
So what are we rating the pina colada then? You remember the score and how we do it on here?
Yeah.
It's a 1... You can go 1.5 and 2.5, 3.5, but it's 1, 2, 3, and the last drop means that's like perfect. It's the beyond perfect. Pina colada for me, didn't have enough alcohol in it, whatever. I drop a 2.5 on it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
it wasn't like mind-blowing, but
no.
It wasn't nasty either. So yeah, like a 2.5.
I think it's because we just expected the worst out of it.
I thought that was going to be the worst one.
Honestly, I don't drink enough of these cocktails in a can, honestly, so I just don't really have expectations for them, so I just thought the worst of the worst for all of them, to be honest. This one didn't have the same scent when I poured
this
it.
This one, but this one smells like passion fruit or something.
Yeah, it smells like a papaya and shit like that. It doesn't
say what's in it, huh?
Oh, on the can.
Like on the ingredients.
Oh, they all say the same thing. They just say rum, natural flavors, and certified.
I wonder what's...
But the actually, you know what? The pina colada says sparkling water. This one doesn't. Yeah, this one isn't.
It doesn't look as carbonated as the pina colada.
Yeah, the pina colada one was very sparkling and carbonated. This one looks like it lacking carbonation. I say a papaya.
Passion fruit. Pineapple, maybe.
Yeah, it's like very, very hint of it though. I'm telling you, I don't think this one's going to be your favorite. Like you
I don't know. I'm waiting for this one. I was hoping that this one would be my favorite.
Well, I kind of said that one probably is the best because that one probably is like the party in your mouth. But this one...
I'm a little nervous
that
now.
That one
kind of
bland.
One.
I ain't going to lie. I'm not really... I shouldn't say bland because you do smell the tropical
fruit. You smell
fruit
it,
yeah.
But I'm a little nervous for this.
Cheers.
One.
Oh, actually, that's not...
That's not bad.
Hey,
that's not bad.
Okay, the nose on this, I don't really care for. Taste, I say it's
it tastes like something.
It tastes like fucking bubble gum or something like that. Like a not Juicy Fruit. It used to be these fucking zebra type bubble gum where it had like certain.
I know exactly. Yeah. The one that came in like the orange pack.
Yeah,
the
zebra gum. It tastes like one of like the they got a special flavor for this one alone. It is tropical as shit on the finish. That finish
is like, good though.
Is that mango?
I don't know what it is.
It's like a mango or papaya. It's something on the back end or whatever there. On the tip of the tongue, though, it's all like carbonation. It's like sparkling and stuff like that, which is funny because the sparkling water is not even
in it. This is actually really good.
What would you eat this with?
This?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Fish?
No.
No. I actually don't know. It's got to be pork. I don't eat a lot of pork, though, so... Actually, I don't think either one of us do, so...
No, I think I could eat this with, like, a grilled chicken.
I would have ate the grilled chicken with the pina colada. But I think you're right. You could eat this, too, whatever. That's funny that
there's... I'd eat this... If fish-wise, I'd eat this with, like, fish tacos or something.
It's funny because... This one doesn't have sparkling water in it, and yet it feels the heavier. Like, it feels way heavier than the pina colada.
I know, this one is good. I think I actually like this one better than the pina colada.
I think, honestly, if you poured this into a full glass or whatever, you'd probably get full. You'd be like, ah, man. Because that pina colada was kind of light. And I don't mean light on liquor. I mean light on, like, I don't know, like drinking a whole bottle of water. Where this one feels heavy. Like,
you know what it tastes like a little bit to me? Mm. High C. Like, carbonated high C.
Have you ever had an Izzy drink?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
I used to drink the shit out of those back in the day. So, whatever that yellow one was, I forgot what the flavors were called and stuff. But, yeah. It's just this, like, expensive drink, people. You get a 4-pack and it's, like, $20-something or whatever and shit. But they usually sell them at, like, coffee shops and tea shops and stuff like that.
I think I actually like this one better than the pina colada.
I like this... I think they're kind of on par for me. I don't know. I need to let that one kind of simmer in it.
I'm giving this one a 3.
Wow.
I like this one better than the pina colada.
I think I'm still in 2.5 with this one.
Yeah?
I think it's just the lack of alcohol for me. I don't taste shit. It's like very fruity.
See, me and you are the opposite of that. I like the drinks that you can't taste the alcohol because I feel like that's when you drink a lot of it and then it sneaks up on you.
I want it to sneak up on me. I want to feel that shit. I'm feeling that shit in my soul. I do like...
I like that one.
So for the pina colada, for me, it kind of lingers into my finish on the back end of my tongue. But this one kind of stays in my gums. So I do kind of like the different paired features of, like, this one stays on the back end, this one stays in my gums or whatever.
For the pina colada, you have to be somebody that really likes pina colada, I feel like, because it's like...
I don't think a lot of people like coconut and
yeah, I think that's what it is. You have to really like, because you could taste it a lot in that.
People do... It's funny, because people don't really fuck with pina coladas like that no more. I mean, when the last time you seen somebody order that at a bar or something like that? Or a restaurant or whatever. Probably never, right? Never. Yeah, so... That used to be the shit back then, though. Pina colada, oh my god.
Pina coladas, yeah.
Yeah, they were like daiquiris and shit. Everybody fuck it.
That one was really good. I like that one.
You know, even though I gave both 2.5, I would drink these on a chill day. If I didn't want to drink something like hard liquor-wise or whatever.
These are for sure like summer drinks.
They have expiration dates.
Or like, you know, like when people go to the beach in the summer and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
this is... Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. Let me see. Do these expire?
I don't know.
I don't lie. I would keep my fridge stocked with them. Because I would fuck with these. Yeah, I don't think they have expiration. I'm assuming they probably lose carbonation, though, right?
Mm. But yeah, these are good. I like these. That's like a drink, yeah. When you go to the beach in the summer.
Yeah.
Take a cooler and everything.
Plus the mess of cleanup. You ain't bringing a bottle or anything like that. Yeah, I agree. I think these work well for a big group and stuff. Especially in your age group. I actually think if you're in your mid-20s, oh, yeah, you're fucking with these.
You know, like, when people go, like, for spring break to, like, Miami and stuff,
yeah,
and they go to the beach, I would take these drinks.
These probably would, in Miami, would cost, like, $30
a can. They probably would.
And then people would be like, oh, I'm getting such a deal on it.
Those are good.
Yeah, I'm actually about to look them up and see,
I actually really like that rum punch one.
Why don't you Google it then or whatever and see like if they got like some kind of brand fame on it or any kind of news. That'd be funny if they'd be like, we're in a lawsuit right now for drinking the rum punch one or whatever, you know. I guess you just type in Bacardi.
Rum cocktails?
Yeah. What's the dealio? Any stories or anything like that? What about ratings? What is everybody? I see the star ratings right there. What does Target give it? A 4.4 out of 5. I see 4.6. Oh, these are different flavors.
Wait, they come in a big thing like this too?
I didn't fucking see that. Hold on.
That's a Target. That's the rum punch one.
That's a 1.6. Damn, this is $14.99 too? Yeah, but we wanted to try all of them. But now that you like rum punch.
It comes in the 4-pack at Target.
For $10.99?
Yeah.
How much was that 6-pack? Go back.
$17.99.
Okay, so it was cheaper
but
at Total
Wine. These are different flavors, though.
Those are the ones earlier.
No, is this the same flavor? No, because this is a green one on here.
Yeah, that was the one we saw the other one, remember?
Oh, these are the mojito.
Yeah, the mojito one.
There's a sunset punch.
Yeah.
I wonder what that one tastes like.
So you telling me you would buy this then to try these out then?
I don't know about that mojito one, but the sunset punch one tastes good.
So basically, you telling me next time you at a Target and you see the rum punch in that bottle, you buying that or what?
Yes.
How much was the bottle?
$14.99.
So you buying that on spot?
Yes.
No question. Or are you gonna do the? Or are you gonna do the? I had that before. It's good, and then not get it. Yeah, look at you now.
Okay, if I was like going somewhere and I had to get some alcohol and I happened to go to Target and I saw this, I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna pick this up because I've had it before and I know it's good. But like if I'm just there and I see it, I'm probably not gonna pick it up.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired.
Ooh, what
right
is
there.
This one? Zombie.
Halloween.
There's a hurricane one.
Oh, let me see that. Hold on now. Hold on. Wait a minute. So, Malibu. No, that's not it. Whatever. Caribbean. Cocktail made probably with Bacardi Superior. Blah, 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 blah. I don't really see much. Rum Punch. That looks beautiful, actually. Yeah, they don't really have any kind of story on them or anything like that, so. You want to do the favors of opening the Bahama Mama?
I can't.
Oh. This girl just showed me her nails. I can't. Look at these.
Look at my nails.
Look how much these cost. How much those cost you?
$70.
That's too goddamn
much. Actually not bad. I guarantee you all the girls that listen to this will tell you that that's not bad.
I've ran all the women away.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
They'll be back, though. I thought I could, like, shine Cody off of, but he's old now. Nobody could give a fuck about looking at him. So he's old and funny looking now these days. Because he's, like, got this 5G black alien powers and shit now. They look at that scarf and go, like, uh-uh, motherfucker. I don't want to fuck with that scarf.
Ooh, I'm excited about this one.
They say, he wearing that scarf all the fucking time.
I kind of want to try this one with ice.
Okay, we'll put ice in your glass then. Shit. Oh,
damn,
shit.
All the ice stuck.
Yeah, it's probably melt. You might want to use your hand, honestly.
Damn.
That's the iMac I was talking about. Shit. I'm going to just sit there. All right, you convinced me. I'll use ice, too. I'll try it. Just, god damn, you wasn't lying.
It's got stuck together.
God damn, you wasn't lying like a motherfucker. Okay. God damn, do I need chopsticks? Shit. All right, shit.
Just want to see if there's any type of difference with the ice.
Shit, all right, I'm just going to... Hey, I dumped that whole thing in there. All right. All right. We got to hurry up and drink these for the ice. Ooh, I like that cut. Oh, damn.
Ice made a little bit of a difference.
Do you think that's the ice?
I think that's the ice.
Damn it. We should never put the ice in here then. Shit.
That was for sure the ice. Because look how much it went down. That's for sure the ice.
Oh, that's nice. I ain't gonna lie. I like
that's the ice.
I like that color. It's got like that spritzy pink color and shit.
This one probably has the least of the smell to me compared to all of them.
Smells like fruit punch.
It does.
Yeah, so I guess this one was the one that smells like fruit punch. I ain't got nothing on the nose.
Me either. That's why I'm like, this is the least.
What is that on the can? Oh, okay.
There's a pineapple right there. There's, I think that's like a kiwi or something maybe next to it. Does that look like a kiwi or something?
So pineapple, I mean...
Is that a kiwi? I don't know. Maybe it's a passion fruit.
Yeah, it could be a passion fruit more. I don't know about kiwi. This one didn't have... Oh.
Pineapple?
It got pineapple. The fuck is that? Palm trees. Pineapples and palm trees.
That one has the
pineapple
coconut.
And coconut. Wait, is that coconut?
I don't know. That is that a coconut? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is. That's a coconut, right?
Yeah.
No. I think that's a coconut, yeah. Bahama Mama might be coconut, too. So, I think I kind of smell it, the coconut. Now that we see it.
A little bit.
Yeah, like a little bit. I'm
a little nervous for this
one. I assume it has to be a little, too, because they probably want to compare that shit to pina colada a little bit. So, cheers.
I don't like this
one. Yeah, I don't like this.
I'm not feeling this one.
I don't like this one.
Whoa, what? The one that we thought was going to be the best is the worst one. I don't like this. It tastes a little sour, huh?
Yeah. Is it the ice?
You think it's the ice?
Yeah, I'm pouring that ice
out. You think it's the ice?
I don't know. Shit, I'm about to try around the fucking ice now. I don't know. That was not the ice, Janae.
Oh.
Dude, that shit fizzed up like crazy. That is not the ice.
Oh,
so it does fizz up.
I don't know. What's making it sour like that?
Okay, see, it is better without the ice. But
I still don't like that.
But not by much.
I don't like this one.
The carbonation on this is completely different from the pina colada.
It is. There's a lot of carbonation on
it. Honestly, I think the carbonation makes it bad. What is that taste on? Like, it's an aftertaste, and it's kind of bitter, too, as well.
I don't know what that is. I don't like this one.
Okay.
It almost has, like, a floral taste, too, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Like,
here's what I like about it. Let me get my likes out of the way. When you hold up the glass, and you put your nose in it, you get a good scent of that fruit punch right there. Mm-hmm. That smells good right there now. The bad part is when it touches your tongue.
This one has a lot of carbonation.
Too much carbonation.
Like, I don't like that one.
Well, we know it wasn't the ice that carbonated it.
I don't like that one.
So here's the thing. The finish is a bitter aftertaste, but all the fruit stuff, whatever, it's on the fucking tip of your tongue.
It's like, it's kind of sour. Like, it's really bitter.
Is that guava?
I don't know what it is.
I think that's guava.
It does not taste good, though.
I think that's guava, JoJo.
I don't like that aftertaste.
It's fucking bitter, isn't it? Yeah.
The one that we thought was going to be the best is actually the worst.
Well, because it had the most interesting name to it.
And for sure, out of all three of these, I'm going with Rum Punch. I'm giving this like a 1 or a 1.5.
Yeah, it's a 1 for me, dog. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Nah, that's a fuck it. No, that's terrible. I can't get that no score. That's a fuck it.
I would not pick that one up. So like, even if that was like the last drink in the cooler, I'd be like, nah, I'm cool. I'm drinking anything.
You know what? The carbonation is so stuck in my gums now. Yeah, that's a fuck it. I don't like that at all.
That one wasn't good.
The fucked up part about it is you don't even feel it in your stomach. It feels like air because all the fucking carbonation in it. So, yeah, I don't like that one at all. I need water.
That one wasn't good.
No, that wasn't good at all. Mm. That'd be funny if your mom likes that one the most.
That's terrible.
Yeah, down that whole thing.
That's horrible.
See if it makes it different if you just down the shit. No, it makes it worse, huh?
Oh.
She said, oh. Oh, you want me
sugar
to put
water.
Oh, sugar. Oh, you want me to put my hand up here? More, please. You want me more?
Oh, that's
you,
terrible.
You want more Bahama Mama?
No, I don't fucking want more of that. That was fucking terrible.
Yeah, please. More. Don't do that. I don't think that water helped, actually. I think the water enhanced it. I don't like that at all, actually. It has like this guava, coconut, pineapple, but it's like a fruit punch. It's like, imagine tasting a flat-ass Hawaiian punch. You remember them drinks?
But that Hawaiian Punch is sweeter. I don't know. That has like a bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I just remember the last Hawaiian Punch I had, I was still in school and shit, and I just went like, ugh, what the fuck is this or whatever. So
that's not good.
Do they even make Hawaiian Punch anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can make it.
I don't drink soda.
But that was terrible.
No, I didn't like that at all. You know what? I got to try that again.
Do you go ahead and try that?
Yeah, I got to get what the fuck that note was or whatever. Look how much a little I poured. That shit spritzied up like crazy. That carbonation is crazy.
I don't know what that is. I think it is guava, though. But guava isn't sour. That's why I don't know what's making it sour.
Probably some artificial sweetener. Oh, wow. I don't know what else is in here. I mean, it look like pineapple, coconut.
What's in a Bahama Mama?
Okay, so like once again, the one positive I can say about this is when I put my nose in the glass, it smells almost pretty good. What's in it?
Orange juice, pineapple juice, regular rum, coconut flavored rum, and grenadine.
That's like the most normal ass ingredients. Like what? Why is this shit so bitter then? Are those combinations ain't supposed to mix? What kind of grenadine then? Does it say?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me look.
Grenadine is like that shit I have that you saw. Remember that in that red juice? That...
Red.
Oh, so it's the same shit that I have then. It's just syrup. So I mean, it really ain't.
Oh, maybe lime. They use lime in theirs. Maybe that's what's making it a little bit sour.
How much lime juice are they using there? They don't even say the ounces, how much they... Oh, wait. Feel glad for pouring orange juice, pineapple juice, dark rum, coconut rum. I think this is the part, that second part of ingredients where it fucks up. Because I don't know about orange juice and coconut.
Yeah, it doesn't even say on here.
What do you feel about orange juice and coconut juice mixing?
That doesn't sound right.
It sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, would you ever mix orange juice and coconut?
No. Yeah,
hell no, right? Speaking of coconut, here, try this one again. And do a comparison of coconut. How you supposed to do it right and wrong.
I don't even like that one now.
Oh, because it fucked your glass. I was right, you didn't water that glass. I'm sorry, I should have handed it to you in the can.
I don't know, maybe it's just me. Try that now. It's a little bit warm now, and I don't like how that tastes warm. I don't like how it tastes warm.
That tastes the same.
Yeah?
But I still have that shit on my taste buds, because I didn't water my shit out, so...
I'm still going with the rum punch. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I didn't water it out. I can taste it still with it. So, yeah, it didn't,
I'm going with the rum punch. That one is a hard no for me.
And now I'm going to drink it after drinking the pina colada. I'm going to drink the Bahama.
It's terrible, isn't it?
When you keep that shit in your mouth, that shit turns into air and carbonation. I could feel it, like, coagulating in my mouth. I was just like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
here?
I'm going to stay with the rum punch. The rum punch is actually good.
Okay, so that sip I just had, the Bahama, this time on the tongue, it wasn't that bad. The finish is fucking horrible, though. That's where it's still...
The whole thing is horrible to me. It's still
fucking bitter as shit.
It's too carbonated.
Yeah, it's way...
It's bitter.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I will say, the tongue on that sip, it was... It's starting to taste like shit now. But it was better on the first sip, and I let it sit there for a while. But swallowing it, oh, fuck. That was kind of difficult. Oof, man, that is just not a winner. The fucked up part about it is...
So which one's your favorite?
I got Rum Punch and Pina Colada the same. They both 2.5, so...
I'll say Rum Punch, too.
That one kind of just fucked my taste buds up, to be honest, also. Because I just had some of the Pina Colada... And I don't know if it's the ingredients matching the mixing or whatever and shit, but it's like the pina colada just enhanced that shit now or my COVID did or whatever, because I'm tasting that shit on my taste buds like crazy now. I will say this.
Imagine if you would have drank that when you had COVID.
I will say this about the Bahama Mama. It kind of just cancels the other two out as far as taste out, because I don't even fucking taste these two no more. All I have is this on my fucking taste buds. And that's I don't know if that's bad.
I don't like that flavor. No, yeah, I don't know.
Is it still in your taste buds right here drinking that shit? Yes. Did you just sip this one?
No. I sipped a pina colada, but that's still on my
taste buds. Okay, sip that rum punch one, whatever. Just give me a little. Do you still taste Bahama Mama?
No.
All right, well.
The rum punch is really good. I recommend that one.
I think the rum punch is because it hits your gums, whatever, so it probably washes the Bahama Mama out. Whatever.
I for sure recommend the rum punch.
That Bahama Mama just ruined the whole fucking
thing. That was terrible.
Yeah.
We were going good until we got
to We really were, actually. We kind of.
I was going to be able to say, damn, all the flavors in this pack are really, really good. I'd buy the whole pack, but now I would not buy the whole pack. I'm just going to go pick up the 4-pack of the rum
punch. Damn! So now we got to rate the whole pack. So the rum punch, I gave it a fuck it. What, you
okay, if we're, well, okay, if we're rating the whole.
No, you got to give your rating to the Bahama Mama.
The Bahama Mama?
Yeah, what you giving that?
I told you a 1.
Oh, you give it a 1, so you like it more than I did then.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I gave it a fuck it.
like, rating the whole pack, I'm going to give the whole pack, like, a 2.5.
I think I dropped it to a 2 because of that motherfucker.
Like, that one was bad. That one was terrible.
Yeah, you know.
I wish they would have put something in there, like, I don't know, like.
That mojito one?
No, like, something blue. Like, I don't know, like a, I don't know. Like a tropical punch or something.
What was that other one that was in that mojito pack? The one you said would sound good.
The sunset punch.
Yeah, that one probably would have been better than. If I got to rate the whole pack, that got dropped to a 2.
Right?
Yeah. I would.
It would have been a solid 2.5 if that one was good, but.
Man, I can't see myself spending $15.99 now on the variety pack of this shit now, whatever. Like I just got to get one or the other. I can't fuck with.
I'll pick up the 4-pack of the rum punch.
Yeah, this. Oh man, it kind of actually ruined that fucking day. It really fucking terrible. Did. Oh, that ruined my taste buds. You can go pour that shit out. Be honest.
That one was terrible.
Actually, I want your mother to try it.
I want her to try all of them and see which one she likes the best.
Oh fuck, man. All right, I need to drink a lot of water now. I might need whiskey now to run that out.
Terrible.
All right, that tastes a little better now, washing it out like that. So, there you have it, folks. Cocktail month comes to a wrap. Oh, gotta get that shit off my teeth and shit now. What'd you think, JoJo?
Overall, yeah. They're better than what I thought they were gonna be.
Yeah, I give them that. Yeah, I thought they'd be like super sweet.
I honestly thought all of them were gonna taste like the same Bahama Mama one.
I didn't think they would taste like that one. I knew they'd probably be good because I kind of pictured them off of those Smirnoff drinks that they have, like the green apple shit. So I kind of pictured. I just thought they'd be like sugary as fuck. I was just like, oh, they actually wasn't. They honestly, as far as the sweeteners go, they actually were pretty well balanced. I just don't like the lack of alcohol for me is what does it. Whatever. I wish it was a little bit. I'm not asking for stronger, just a little bit more in there, whatever. Just that way, so I could be like, ooh, I felt that or whatever, you know. But the scary part, JoJo said, like, oh, it'll creep up on you. I think these will creep on you.
You keep sipping on these motherfuckers.
Or whatever and shit. Yeah, like, because most people think, like, oh, I don't taste alcohol. So, yeah, then you keep sipping on that and shit.
This is the same exact size as the seltzers we were drinking. And I for sure feel like this right here, you keep sipping on this, you're going to get drunk.
Or diabetes.
The seltzers, though, yeah, no.
Yeah, you can pour that shit down the drain, whatever. You'll either get drunk or diabetes, most likely. Especially if you're a bunch of young 20-something years old or whatever and shit. And then next you know it, you so drunk, you see 5G black alien Cody.
Like, I actually think that you could probably get a little bit tipsy after drinking, like, 2 of these.
Don't be talking about your mama like that now. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because we know she the one.
I'm just saying.
She'll start, she'll drink 2 of these and be like,
I feel good right now.
What's that 5G black alien over there, whatever and shit. And you'll see Cody's scarf billowing in the wind and shit like that, whatever. His toes in the sand because he got his little flip-flops on and shit. Cody, you still with us, brother. We see you over there, whatever.
We share our birthday twin. Even though I don't know how we're birthday twins, Cody, because we are exact opposites. He must have been born in the morning.
Oh, what'd that mean?
I was born at night. Me and him are exact opposites.
That's funny because that Negro like going outside. You don't like going outside.
Exactly. We are exact opposites. We are exact opposites.
Yeah, so you don't even touch sunlight.
I don't like the sun.
You know what? Letting that linger now, that kind of fucked my stomach up now. I don't know if you see me shaking and shit, whatever.
Yeah, you are. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That fucked up my stomach. It made me fucking hungry now. Shit, so I gotta get the fuck out of here now.
It's time to go eat.
Yeah, so with that said, thank God this month. Well, I wouldn't say thank God this month over. This is actually a pretty good month compared to January. That was a shitty fucking month.
Was it a good month for you? This is the month that you had COVID.
We had cocktail month, yeah. Oh, you mean that? it's been a great month. It's been a great month for me because you know why? My taste buds got increased during COVID. I got a Pappy Van Winkle bottle, Suntory AO, Four Roses, Gold Spot. Look at that Gold Spot over that bottle over there. Yeah, it's been a great fucking month for me, other than the fucking COVID shit, yeah. But I only had it.
Yeah, it's been an all right month.
Yeah, and then we had some pretty damn good cocktails on here. That kind of just fucked it up. That's the matter of fact, that's the only fuck it of the month.
Well,
so.
And it's about to be April, so if the weather starts getting hot, it's because the Aries are crawling up from hell, guys. I don't like Aries.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but all right, cool. What the fuck, dude?
I don't like Aries.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. You talking about the God of War?
The Zodiac sign.
Oh, I don't follow that shit, yo. I don't follow that. Anyway, I don't get a fuck.
You should follow it because yours describes you perfectly.
I gotta follow shit or whatever. So,
yours describes you perfectly.
The only thing I need to follow is what fucking...
Do your listeners, do they know what you are?
Yeah, of course they do. Everybody know my birthday. Shoot, I talk about it every day. Shoot.
And I guarantee you, let's say you are exactly a Gemini.
That's a character I play on here. Everybody knows what I do on here is a character. It's not the real
you. Okay,
me.
I know the real you.
Well, this ain't the real... Well, whatever. Don't be getting into my personal shit.
I know the real you.
No, you don't.
Cody, I don't really know if he's a real Scorpio. Debatable.
He's like a Cancer.
Yes. I can see that. Yes.
More like a Cancer.
I can for sure see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He probably got a little evil attitude, too, then. Shit, actually.
I've never seen Cody mad before. I'd actually love to see that.
He high all the time. He ain't got time to be mad. Plus, he got that...
I would love to see him
mad. He got that scarf and them sandals. Why the fuck would he be mad? Shit.
He's just so... He really is a hipster. He's just so carefree.
Yeah, because he got that scarf. Shit, you had that scarf, too? You wouldn't care? Shit. If you bold enough to wear a Laker jersey with a scarf,
you think he's that person, like, if the wind blew too hard and the scarf flew away, he'd go chasing after
him? Hell yeah, he chased that motherfucker shit, because you know why? Him and the scarf are one now, so yeah, he gotta chase that motherfucker. Hey, you keep me on here longer than I need to do
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wanna go. Shit, all right, enough. So anyway. I'm ready to eat. Yeah, so anyway, people, I thank you for this month. This month has been great as far as when the last drop goes, whatever. We hope you tune in next month, whatever. April. It's our anniversary next week. It's our 4-year anniversary doing the last drop, whatever and stuff. So I'm gonna bring something special on, and you know we was gonna do something else, but I changed it. Now we're gonna do anniversary drinks. Anniversary. What you think is an anniversary drink to pour or whatever and stuff? If you was having an anniversary right now, well, you'd be like, oh, I need something special for that, whatever and stuff. I got to post some Lenny Kravitz Dom Perignon.
No champagne. You know what champagne does to me.
I told you I get a little crazy.
No champagne for me.
I don't think it was champagne. I think it was a little bit of something else. That music that was playing. JoJo, the only one that agrees with me, the accordion is the shittiest fucking instrument ever. That shit, that accordion is the stupidest.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's fucking terrible. Like, could you imagine like a dude playing that and you fucking him?
Oh, that just killed the mood. That like, just killed the whole
like mood. That's how you're trying to romance. He's outside your window. He put right away. I don't know how to. Well, however the fuck that noise that makes, whatever shit, and he's just like...
Be like, off of coming to me, fuck you, too!
Yeah, alright, so we're out of here now. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Go get some Manscaped products, shave your balls, clean them motherfuckers, because they probably smell like swamp ass. And don't know women, won't know swamp ass balls.
Sure don't.
Yeah, especially when you got to put them in your mouth. So go to manscaped.com, use that promo code THELASTDROP so you can clean your balls, and your balls will thank you. They'll look right up at you and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you fine.
Because women don't like a bush either.
That's true.
So.
You tell Jamel that.
If you got a bush down there, man, that means you got something to hide.
Oh!
Just throwing that out there.
You look bigger, though. I'm shaved, girl. So, anyway, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
And I'm JoJo.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same. And glasses will never be dry. You find the glass just shattered all over you.
Why over me?
Doesn't matter. Just over you. Bye!
Bye!